USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk will be the new owner of Twitter after the social media company accepted the Tesla CEO's bid. Musk will pay more than $40 billion to acquire the platform. The social media giant will also go private when the deal is finalized. As far as what this means for everyone with a Twitter account, New York Times technology correspondent Mike Isaac tells MSNBC,
I think his stress on, you know, free speech is his main sort of purpose of this. And to be clear, he has said he doesn't care about the advertising. He doesn't care about the financials of this. It's basically an ideological reason for him taking over this company.
About a dozen Republican members of Congress, led by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, spent some time Monday at the U.S.-Mexico border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on Under the Radar, we look at the exploding interest in the rapidly transforming biofuels sector. The Biden administration's green energy mandate is phasing out fossil fuels in favor of renewable energy sources, including plant-based ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. An undiscovered company among Wall Street investors, Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, is well-positioned to benefit significantly from this focus. BIOF has developed a revolutionary and newly patented technology that converts ordinary plant materials such as grasses and yard waste into sugars for processing into these valuable biofuels. Now they just announced the conversion of over 99% of raw plant cellulose into soluble sugars in under a minute for conversion into ethanol and biojet fuel, and is well positioned to become a major player in the estimated $250 billion biofuel market segment. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this and other stories, join us at UnderTheRadarMinute.com. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this and other stories, join us at UnderTheRadarMinute.com.
President Biden is paying tribute to the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. During a White House event, Biden praising the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning back-to-back titles. Biden joking that there must be something in the water in Tampa Bay. He also cited the successes of the football Buccaneers and the baseball Rays. The United States is set to have an ambassador once again in Ukraine.
The Biden administration has yet to have an ambassador in Ukraine. Now that the U.S. Embassy will reopen in Lviv and soon back in Kyiv, Biden nominated Bridget Brink as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. From Michigan, Ms. Brink speaks many languages from the region and was a part of the U.S. Embassy in Slovakia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Donald Trump is being held in contempt and being fined $10,000 a day for failing to comply with a subpoena by the New York AG in a civil fraud investigation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Inflation climbed by 8.5% through March, according to the Consumer Price Index. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says President Biden's reckless spending led us here.
Even as wage growth accelerated for a fifth straight month, workers' paychecks once again failed to keep pace with the steep surge of rising prices. Raises and bonuses are being swallowed by inflation. Real wages are down 2.7% year on year. Democrats' runaway spending has brought us runaway inflation.
The high rate of inflation in March was driven by big gains in food, gas, and shelter, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Progressive Democrats are continuing to push President Biden to forgive some of the federal debt students have taken on in loans for higher education. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki touting the administration's efforts to ease students' stress on paying the loans.
Not a single person in this country has paid a dime on federal student loans since the president took office. And what we have said is that he would make a decision about any cancellation of student debt before the conclusion of that pause on student loans.
Investors on Wall Street are bracing for key earnings results later this week, including reports from major tech companies. Today, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Facebook parent Meta all posted gains as the Dow reversed a nearly 500-point loss. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.